This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Breakfast includes chopped liver, though, Victoria. 7 after the hour. The Ides of December are on us. Et tu, Victoria. Et tu, Kara Schillen. Jennifer had her Christmas party. Was that it last night? Was she...
She's got a lot going on right now. I don't know.
She doesn't.
Was it a toy drive, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. Whatever it was. She's not here, but we're on the DJV show, People in the News. Let's see, shall we start with Dustin Hoffman, or Meghan Markle, or Rupert Murdoch? Ladies' choice, where do we begin?
Let's start with some bad news, which is probably Dustin Hoffman.
yes, I would say that it was the baddest of the baddie news, or sexual misconduct with him. 5 more women in the last 24 hours have come forward to accuse him. As a matter of fact, one of them, I think, was underage, if I'm not mistaken, from what I remember. The lady in question, Corey Thomas, identified herself, 16 years old, classmate of Hoffman's daughter. They took a walk in Manhattan, the two young ladies and Dustin Hoffman. The parents, Corey Thomas's parents, was supposed to pick her up at a restaurant, but instead Hoffman suggested they all wait at the hotel he was staying in while leaving a note for Thomas's parents at the restaurant. When they went to the hotel, either of the two girls suggested that Karina ought to go home. Karina's the daughter, because it was a school night. So she left, and this young lady was left in the hotel room with Dustin Hoffman alone. Hoffman went to the bathroom, take a shower, came out with a towel wrapped around him, which he dropped. He was standing there naked. I almost collapsed. First time I ever saw a naked man, so she says. He eventually put on a robe and asked her to massage his feet.
Ugh.
I didn't know what to do, she said. I didn't know that I could say no, so I just did it. She said, he kept telling me, I'm naked. Do you want to see more?
Oh. I'm just going to say the answer is definitely no.
This is really putrid.
So the daughter had been there, and then she
left.
That's what makes me sad, because it feels like they trusted him enough as an adult figure that it wasn't a big deal for him to be alone with her. Otherwise, I don't think the daughter would have left. I mean, he's her father, so she would trust him, and it's just bizarre that you would take advantage of that situation.
Ugh.
Another woman named Melissa Kester, yesterday coming forward, accusing him of sticking his fingers down my pants. I'm not going to read the rest of that. This was during the production of Ishtar. That might have explained. She was dating a man who worked for the music director on the film. Hoffman asked her to come into the control room, which was then empty. People could see into the room, though. Hoffman only visible from the chest up. These are sordid. I don't know. We don't have to go through all this stuff. Third woman decided to stay anonymous. Said Hoffman assaulted her while working on Ishtar. Man, a lot of bad stuff, including a bad movie, came out of that experience.
I was going to say, what the heck is Ishtar, and how do we avoid it?
You don't know what Ishtar? You never heard of Ishtar?
No, I've never heard of that.
Horrible movie. He and Warren Beatty were awful. So anyway, he's been accused of sexual harassment now close to, it looks like, 20 times. Looking at him, you wouldn't have thought, I don't know. Tell a book by its cover.
Doesn't he kind of, but I know what you mean, though. Doesn't he kind of have that nice,
statue,
affable
statuer
kind of
he's a, but he
look
also a
to him?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want to go through any more of these accusations, do you?
It's disgusting.
It is pretty disgusting. All right, well, you wanted to start with the bad news. Okay.
Let's get to some good.
Good news. Rupert Murdoch, this is sort of an in-the-middle the story. Most people are familiar with the name Rupert Murdoch, right? I don't like to assume anything, but I think we have Rupert Murdoch pretty much figured out.
Right.
He started as a newsboy. His story is not dissimilar, you know, from Richard Branson. They both started working as delivery boys in their teenagers for a newspaper. And Rupert Murdoch then did something similar to Branson. He was able to, Branson became a writer on music because the newspaper that he was delivering, which was called Virgin, that's where his company name came from, was all about music and performers and that sort of thing, which was his passion. Murdoch, however, he was not necessarily, he was interested in reporting the news, but he was probably the original slanter, if you know what I mean. He developed the kind of style that has led to what he created at Fox and at Sky and all these other, he owns the Wall Street Journal. I mean, you name the outfit that he enjoys owning, and it all has a political slant to it. And that's how he started. He wrote columns for this newspaper that he was delivering. And the newspaper editor thought, wow, this is pretty interesting. He's a kid, and he's got this kind of passion for politics. He's an Australian, and that's where it all started. And then he eventually owned a newspaper. I'm not sure it was that one, but it was one of them. And when he was fairly young, and he began selling a lot of advertising. He understood the business. So he was a writer. He was an advertising salesperson. He pretty much did everything at the newspaper and made something of it. And then got somebody to invest with him. And he was off to the races. He bought a bunch of newspapers in his 30s when he was in Australia. And then he just managed to expand. Came to America. Bought a lot of stuff over here. Originally newspapers and then other media assets, bought a lot of stuff in England and Europe. So he's become a fabulously wealthy man, and his family is fabulously wealthy. They've been very quiet, however. You know, there's these lists everywhere of Bezos, he's the richest man in the world, and over here's Warren Buffett, and then over there there's Bill Gates, and then there's what's her name from Walmart. There's all these people. Murdoch's right up in there, but he keeps it to himself. He doesn't want everybody to know his business.
And a couple of ex-wives he's trying to hide out from?
Well,
he's got a new one. He's got Jerry Hall.
Did he? Yeah, he did marry her, didn't he?
Yeah. I think it's maybe like 6 months ago.
So this would be the last marriage for her. Her first was to Mick, right? Wasn't she first married to Mick Jagger?
Mm-hmm. I think
that was first time around. Imagine that, going from Mick Jagger to Rupert Murdoch.
Obviously, Jerry can attract the guys with the money.
Yes. Well, I don't know if Mick had. I guess he was on his way to making money when she hung around.
Well, I think when he married her, he was already loaded.
He was
loaded.
Rolling in it.
Yeah, I think when his first.
Rolling.
Yeah, very funny. His first marriage was Bianca Jagger, right? Wasn't that in the early 70s or something? I don't know that he had as much money back then, but by the time Jerry Hall came around.
Yes, she started dating him when he was already married, apparently.
Yeah, she was early on. She was early on.
But they didn't actually get married until 1990, so he had tons of dough by then.
Yeah.
So Murdoch is 86. Yesterday it was announced that the Walt Disney Company was going to pay Murdoch's News Corporation $52 billion to buy his movie assets. Now, there are other things in his media and entertainment business, and he's selling off wide swaths of them because he's 86. He knows he's not going to last forever.
Doesn't he have two sons, though, who help run the business?
He has two sons. Yep. And he seems to be testing them to see which is the better to run whatever assets there are that are left.
Romulus versus Remus?
Yeah, right. That's right. I forgot about that for a long time ago. Greek mythology. Lachlan is the one. I think there's Lachlan, and the other one is John. Is that right?
I don't know.
A J. Anyway, they both are very capable, and they both seem to get along. So I don't know why he's doing this, that is, testing the two of them to see who runs what's left. At any rate, quite a payday for Rupert Murdoch. One more name in the news today. People focusing on Meghan Markle, who attended the Queen's staff Christmas party yesterday. Major milestone in her journey to becoming a member of the royal family. Her first Christmas party with the royals. She and Harry were at the annual Christmas party that is conducted not by the Queen, because the Queen doesn't necessarily mix, if you know what I mean, with the staff, but it's okay for the prince to do that. Let's see here. No, wait a minute. The Queen was there.
I think the Queen is there for this one. This is her thanking the staff party.
Prince Andrew was there, the younger son. Charles was not there. Meghan was there. A lot of cousins and that sort of thing. Meghan was at ease as she moved around the crowd, impressing several hundred guests with her humble approach and friendly manner. She's very smart. Good for her.
It made headlines yesterday that she went up to people and said, "Hi, I'm Meghan," and shook hands. And it was hilarious. It was all over social media. "Hi, I'm Meghan." People want to make T-shirts of it now because they think it's so fun and cool that she's just got this very down-to-earth. She didn't expect that anyone would know who she was. She just introduced herself as if she was a regular person.
And, well, she is kind of a regular person.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's an actress, but she's a regular person. It seems that she's had an impact, or generally speaking, things seem to be more relaxed, do you think? They seem to be more relaxed over there with the royal family?
Yeah, they're living together. They're living in sin before getting married.
Doesn't that always work for the younger kid, though? Like, the older one has to go through all the crap, and then the younger one can, like, go out and do whatever they want and have all their...
Are you speaking from experience?
Yeah, exactly. The youngest over here.
I'm sure my older sister would say that I am.
Uh-huh. All right. You got everything.
I did think that was kind of surprising when the palace announced officially that Meghan was moving in with him and while they were planning their wedding, because I think Kate and William, they didn't live together before they got married. So, and Charles and Di definitely didn't. Because from every special I've seen, she was living at home with her parents before she moved in, got married to him.
Kept the chastity belt right there, handy by. All right, so Meghan Markle making more friends. Good for her.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, 6 sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Cook up musically in this portion of our DJV show. Most musical fans of all ages get this Sgt. Pepper tune in the background. Paul McCartney is gifting signed Beatles box sets to benefit Manchester, the Victims Fund up there. Remember what happened this past year? And they've raised about $4,000 going to benefit two families who were affected by the terrorist attack at the Ariana Grande concert. 22 people, remember? They died in that thing in May.
Terrible.
Yeah. Since then, the arena has reopened and did so the special gig featuring Noel Gallagher, who was of the Manchester band Oasis originally. After the attack, McCartney donated a special Sgt. Pepper six-disc super deluxe box set. It sold at Bonhams in London yesterday for $3,000 with no commission fee. It's up to about $4,000. The parents of one of the victims said they were extremely grateful for Sir Paul's kind gesture. People's generosity has helped us greatly in the aftermath of our loss. We can't thank them enough. So the family said. Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham claimed that the government has reimbursed Greater Manchester with only $12 million of the full $28 million required to deal with the aftermath of the attack. He spoke about the reopening of the arena as a symbol of defiance. So, what were they reimbursing? The families?
Well, I think the city of Manchester is supposed to get a payout from the federal government.
The British government, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think, I think that's what they're talking about. But, you know, the Grenfell fires, which was in a low-income area, yeah, they've also been making similar claims that really? that they're owed money from the British government, and it's just either not arriving or very, very slowly.
Maybe they don't have it.
I don't know.
Yep. All right, next up on the musical hit parade here during this portion of this hour, we move from Mr. McCartney to Mr. Sambora, Richie Sambora, and his relationship with Bon Jovi. Tambora suspected that Bon Jovi would get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when he saw that they absolutely dominated in the fan vote. But he didn't know for sure until his buddy Stevie Van Zandt called him up at 2 o'clock in the morning to say, "You're in." When asked what was his reaction when he heard the news, Tambora said, "Just gratitude, I guess, and going, hey, I'm in the queue with Bob Dylan, Mick, and Keith, and Clapton, all my heroes, and all the guys I grew up trying to emulate. They're my heroes and my teachers. To be in that line is kind of surreal. I don't know if I believe it yet." The question of whether Tambora will reunite with Bon Jovi at the induction ceremony is on the minds of a lot of the fans. Tambora says, quote, "Look, I'm way happier doing what I'm doing now. Being in a band isn't the easiest thing to do in the world, especially when you're out there for 18 and a half months at a clip. Life changes when you come back home. People are different. People get divorced. Life's tragedies happen." Yeah, I'm not feeling too bad yet for this guy. Let me see if I can find some other way of... Anyway, the question was asked whether he speaks to John Bon Jovi or not. Richie said, it's been a couple of years. Some extra... This has been texting, he said, back and forth. There ain't no malice or anything like that. 31 years is 31 years. Long time. Being in a huge organization like Bon Jovi, it's all-consuming. You don't have a chance to do anything else. Why do I not
that.
Feel so... Yeah, I know, but so, suck it up, pal. Tambora says if the band asked him to jam with him on stage, he will do so happily. Won't that be sweet? I mean, tell him to kiss my butt, but that's just me. Anyway, I never cared for Richie Tambora since he married... What's her face?
Heather Locklear?
Yeah, yeah. He should have had a secret thing for her. 28 past the hour. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
After the hour, we've captured your attention. Thank you for that. I want to say hi to Terry Lynch down in Lake City, Florida, who is a winner because she listens to the DJV show. How do you do? Merry Christmas greetings, Happy New Year greetings from all of us here on the DJV show. That would include Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. We're all available for comment and connection. Twitter has us at DJV Show, or at On Air Victoria, or at C. Schillen, S-H-I-L-L-E-N-N, if you want to correspond with her, or at Doug Steffen. I thought it was interesting. Meryl Streep this week said she had the fix to the problem. The reason that Harvey Weinstein and all these others, Dustin Hoffman, whoever has been involved in this scandal, the reason that this has happened and the way it could have been prevented is to have more women on the boards of these big multinational entertainment companies. she might be right about that.
Yeah.
You ladies were just talking about one of our listeners and what it takes. I think the listener was critical on Facebook of women. Or what did we say on the air about not enough women doing something yesterday? And I'm trying to remember what it was.
At CES, the Consumer Electronics Show.
Oh, the Consumer Electronics Show, yes.
Yeah, right, they've been under a lot of heat for the last several years because they have not had any women on the panel.
I wonder why. What do they say when asked?
Their answer was ridiculous. Their answer was, well, we feel your pain, but that's the criteria. And they're basically blaming their own criteria for the reason. They could change it.
And I think the spokesperson was a woman, too, if I remember.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was ridiculous. It was awful.
So funny. People are just funny. The things they, you know, speaking of that, just as an aside for a moment, did you see that yesterday, Pukin Putin, Bad Vlad, had a press conference, went on for hours and hours. There's a bunch of American reporters there asking him lots of questions, obviously, about his connection to Trump and what about Trump. And he spends 15 minutes telling the audience what a great guy Trump is, what a fabulous president he is, how lucky America is to have him as president, and that there's nothing to all these things. It's, in fact, he used the Russian expression for fake news. To explain away the alleged connection between the Russians and, however, if there is a connection, whatever it is. He says it's nonsense. Trump's a great guy. America's lucky to have him. And all you guys are invested in producing fake news. That's pretty much what he said. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Maybe we should have him run for president in a couple of years. What do you think? Putin for president.
Great.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who feels a little bit weird about Putin having awesome things to say about our president? I feel like that's the one person I don't want to have awesome things to say.
That's why I saw it. You make your own, draw your own conclusion from that. I just thought it was, it's just amusing. The other things that you draw from it are up to you to draw whatever conclusion you want to. I'm not here to tell you how to think. I'm just here to tell you what's going on and to sort of, if it's appropriate, to chuckle about it. And I found that to be a chuckleable, is that a good word? You know how they have teaching moments? That was a chuckleable moment. Chuckleable. I like that. Put that, because somebody call Merriam-Webster and have them jam that in before the end of the year, wouldn't you?
I think the word is laughable, but I
laughable
guess,
is good, yep.
I guess we could use chuckle.
You know what's look at some of these ugly sweaters. Today happens to be National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. I've seen some really ugly ones this year. How about you ladies?
Oh, yeah.
Ugly.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
Some of them have light up things, elements on them. And, yeah.
Warmers. So why is it that Christmas time seems to attract these really ugly sweaters? What is there about Christmas? Just people looking for gifts and they'll buy anything to give anybody?
I don't know. I think the ugly sweater thing may have started in the late 70s or early 80s.
Yeah.
And I think people genuinely wore Christmas sweaters like that, and now we kind of laugh at it and have made it a national holiday. But I think back then, there are probably a lot of people who can dig through some old photos of their family and see grandma wearing some pretty hideous stuff.
You know, it's been so cold here the last 3 or 4 days, I started digging out some of my sweaters. And now that you mention it, now that we're focused on it, I got some pretty ugly sweaters. Maybe I should model them and take a few pictures of them, right? I'll do the selfie thing.
They're not Christmas sweaters, though, right? They're just ugly sweaters in general.
It is ugly.
Yeah.
They're good for on the farm to stay warm.
Right.
I don't like wearing them because I don't like being here when it's cold. But they got them out of the mothballs the other day because it seems to be... Is it me? You're in New York, Victoria. Carrie, you're down in Washington. Is it me, or does it seem to be really colder earlier this year? What was it like? I don't even remember what it was like.
I feel like it's the opposite.
Oh, you do?
It's December, and we just had our first snow last weekend?
Yeah.
December 9th or something? That's kind of late for a first even flurry. We didn't have anything before that. So I think this has actually been a very, very warm winter so far. And then this week, it's been in the 30s. So it's been, I guess, kind of normal for December. But then the temperatures are going all back up into the upper 40s next week.
Yeah, but it's been windy here. this week. Windy and cold. Wind chill factor here yesterday on the farm was 4 degrees.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It wasn't. I was out and about yesterday afternoon. It was not nearly like that in New York.
I didn't go out of the house until 4 o'clock. I spent the day doing online Christmas shopping. How do you like that?
Wow.
It was catalog shopping online, but it was still kind of buying. Buying from stores. I don't go to Amazon unless I'm, the only time I go to Amazon if I'm buying a book, I go to Amazon. Other than that, I don't buy anything on Amazon. I'd leave it to everybody. I don't like to do what everybody else does. That's no fun. What's the fun of doing that? Here's,
Whatever.
All right. Exactly. Do you know that marijuana is more popular with teenagers now than cigarettes? I was really...
I could kind of see that.
And then by cigarettes. Alcohol as well. There's a sort of survey that was done, and the results were published in New York Times. Marijuana and vaping also. More popular than any other substance. Now, I don't know whether this is a good sign or not, because wasn't there a real problem with teenagers on opiates and other things? Why do we need this kind of stimulant? What is there about the human condition that needs so much stimulation, or on the other side, to be deadened as much as you are by using some of this stuff?
Well, I think when you're talking about teenagers, teenagers are always going to rebel and do stuff that they're not supposed to do. So if it was smoking and now it's vaping, I guess that's safer, because smoking is just so addictive and terrible in every way. But kids are always going to have beer or whatever, sneak some alcohol. I know you didn't do any of that. You were just born.
I skipped that, yeah.
Skipped all that. But every other teenager on the planet.
Look what it's done for my character. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, But it is funny, though. Just walking up and down my street, there are a lot of kids who live on my street.
Yeah.
And I don't ever see any of them smoking cigarettes, but I definitely see them all and smell them all smoking pot, for sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Prince Harry smokes pot?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
He was such a party guy. Absolutely.
She's gotten him to stop smoking.
She's a yogi and she's very holistic and everything. She may be into marijuana, medical marijuana or whatever. We don't know, but she may be fine with that.
Do you think the Queen would ever smoke pot? Partake a little bit?
Yeah. And that stiff of a husband for hers, can you imagine him blowing up?
Let loose a little bit?
Right, exactly. How about a bong? Is it a bing or a bong? What's that?
The Queen with a bong.
The Queen with a bong.
Amazing.
It's an imaginative thing to run through your mind. Here's something else I'd like you to imagine at 44 past the hour. Imagine yourself sitting on a beach in Hawaii. Maybe visiting some of the important things that go on in Honolulu, for example, Pearl Harbor, all of the things that go along with the World War II, the spirit of the celebration of what happened in Pearl Harbor. It's an important American experience. And part of the experience that you'll have with me when you take the trip to Hawaii this coming March. Join me on a 13-day guided tour. The guides from YMT Vacations. I will be a guide of sorts. I actually do know my way around some of Hawaii because it's a fabulous place. I haven't been though for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. So I'm looking forward to this. If you've never been, you'll never forget this trip. I will guarantee you that. Not only because I don't know what kind of shape I'll be in. Who knows? I'm sure I'll have fun because this sort of thing is nothing but fun. And some of the things you'll see take your breath away. The cruises are the best that you could imagine. We're going to go to all the islands, by the way. Hop to all of the islands. Some will be on a plane. Sometimes we'll be on a little boat that we go across to the other islands. Riverboat cruises as well. Sightseeing tours. All kinds of, because the tour drivers, I'm told, are so knowledgeable, you'll learn things that you never knew about the history of Hawaii, which is one of the things that attracts me to this. I like history. I enjoy learning about where people come from, what went on, and so you learn that as well. But there's nothing like the Ultimate Hawaiian Tour with these various experiences. You'll be able to swim with the turtles if you want to. There's some things you can do, some things you don't have to do. But all the islands will be included. Discover their unique features. Enjoy all the sightseeing, all the events, all the guides and guidance, if you will. As we think this week about Pearl Harbor and the attack, think about what you can learn by going there. Maybe you've been there. Maybe some of you have a connection to Hawaii. We'll see the Dole Pineapple Plantation. That'll be kind of, I've seen that, man. You talk about expansive. They pretty much own one of the islands. And the pineapple in Hawaii, the food in general in Hawaii, is nothing but super. Okay, so that's the story. There's enough temptation there for you to go to the DJV Show website, find the banner ad for YMT Vacations, Doug's Trip to Hawaii. And then, or in addition to that, you can call 877-900-4574 and get the brochure. 877-900-4574 for more information. 877-900-4574 or get the info on the banner ad at djvshow.com. This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night. So your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. As we celebrate the season of giving, I'd like to share a story about how one charity's efforts to practice the Golden Rule were severely tested by an ill-advised lawsuit. A Florida soup kitchen called Love Thy Neighbor has provided meals to the homeless for years. Then one day, the charity was served with a lawsuit. The reason? A business named Love Your Neighbor claimed its potential customers might be confused if the charity continued to operate with a similar-sounding name. You heard that right. Love Your Neighbor was suing Love Thy Neighbor. The charity was forced to defend itself in federal court during months of litigation. Fortunately, the charity eventually won. Yet because of all the money it had to spend, it was anything but a heavenly ending. The founder of the charity told me that the money it had to spend on lawyers could have provided meals to 40,000 people. Let's be fair. America would be much better off if we all focused more on the Golden Rule and less on using court rules to sue each other so often. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How is your day going so far? We're about to make it better. Victoria Keelan on the DJB show with some tech talk at 53 past the hour, focusing on Instagram and Gawker. What a name. Gawker. Sounds like something come out of the mouth of a hawk. Doesn't it? All right, so we'll get to that in a moment. Let's take two on this one. Holiday travel slated to reach post-recession highs this year. People starting to travel already for the holiday. 68 million Americans say they will take a trip this holiday season. Andy Solomon has the story on how your phone can ease your travel stress over the holidays without a shocking post-holiday bill.
The holidays are here, and millions of Americans will be traveling with their families, friends, and of course, smartphones. Matt Staniff, SVP Customer Loyalty at T-Mobile, explains why T-Mobile customers can roam the globe without worrying about overages or bill shock.
When you're traveling outside of North America, T-Mobile One delivers unlimited data and voice calls for only 20 cents a minute in more than 140 countries and destinations. And T-Mobile One Plus gets you 2 times the data speed.
For domestic travelers, T-Mobile provides increased entertainment and productivity options.
Netflix is included with T-Mobile family plans, which can keep you entertained during the inevitable downtime and delays of the busy holiday travel season. For those traveling in the air on every domestic flight equipped with GoGo in-flight internet, all T-Mobile customers get 1 hour of free internet and unlimited texting throughout the flight. And T-Mobile One Plus gets you unlimited internet access for the entire duration of the flight.
For more, go to T-Mobile.com.
I'm back, that little voice inside your head. You know what would save time? Doing holiday shopping while stocking up for your business. And right now, at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in-store. A gift for them, a gift for you. Taking care of business. Offer ends 12/16. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
All right, so let's get to these tech stories, Victoria, starting with Instagram and a connection, which I find interesting. So explain, please.
Well, are you familiar with the term FOMO?
Yes.
Have you heard that? Okay. FOMO stands for fear of missing out. And so a new study from Cornell University says that most people now believe that other people have richer and more active social lives than they do. This is a total reversal. In the past, studies have actually shown that we typically rate ourselves as smarter, happier, healthier, more moral, and safer drivers than other people. Now it's completely reversed, and they're blaming it all on social media. More people are looking at Instagram stories and Instagram itself more so than Facebook or Twitter, and they're comparing what looks like a perfect life that other people are living, and they're getting really sad and depressed about it. And so FOMO, fear of missing out, is reaching all-time highs. And I feel like I'm definitely falling victim to this too, especially around the holidays. And you see, I posted a picture of my tree, and Britney Spears posted a picture of her tree right after mine, and hers was like 7 times the size of mine. And so then I automatically felt bad about my tree.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
It's true. I texted Jen and Kara about it.
Yeah, silly stuff.
So basically, right, they're saying try to have more interactions in real life and less online, and you won't have as much FOMO.
There you go. Gawker wants to make a comeback. What a horrible name. I think the reason they failed is because of the name Gawker.
Well, Gawker actually, I think it's kind of a perfect name for what they used to do. Gawker, back in the day, used to have little posts that would pop up to tell you where celebrities had been spotted so you could go and chase them down. So it really was gawking at people. And I think that's probably why the name was the name they chose. So now Gawker employees, of course, Gawker got shut down. It went bankrupt with the Hulk Hogan $140 million lawsuit.
Yeah.
Bankrupted the company. So now Gawker employees are fighting to save the news site and the archives. That's really what they want. They want all the archives. And so they've started a Kickstarter campaign. They want to raise $30,000 or something like that, which I don't see how that is going to be enough. But they say they do have a contingency plan if the Kickstarter plan doesn't work. And Gawker, of course, they were quick to remind people. They were the ones who really broke a lot of the sexual assault and harassment stuff. With Louis C.K. for years denied it, even though they kept reporting it, and they turned out to be right.
Yeah. Something about him that is, I think we would describe as low life. Don't forget to register for our Works Tool giveaway. Sign up at djvshow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.